American at a time.
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Boy, do we have a big show for you. An Afghan driver crashes near Panetta. Yep, the defense secretary making his way abroad to talk to the troops. And sure enough, a freaky accident. He's okay. And while that's happening, you have the suspect of the soldier who's accused of killing the 16 civilians that included women and children. He's transferred. And the Pandora's box has been ripped open pretty wide in Afghanistan. I don't think that's a surprise to most of us. I think a lot of people are kvetching about gas prices. We're going to tell you how they sit now, midweek, heading into another weekend in March, as we have now sprung forward and we're getting deeper into the spring. Also coming up next, I'm going to introduce you to something pretty interesting when it comes to the Vietnam War. I don't want to give it all away, so it's kind of a surprise. He's waiting in the wings with a wild story, a hero, to tell us about what he saw so many years ago. Plus, coming up at the tail end of the hour, you asked for it, you got it. A lot of people filling the mailbag with all kinds of things, including this crazy story from the courthouse in Texas, and that ended up with one person killed in a courthouse shooting. So you think we had the school in Ohio. We've now had workplaces that also have been destroyed. You know, it's like I said, the sacred cows when it comes to shootings, it's sort of no holds barred, unfortunately. We've seen churches shattered by random shootings. We've seen schools ripped apart by shootings. And aren't these places supposed to, and offices, aren't these places supposed to be what I would call sanctuaries in a sense? And there is no rest for the weary when it comes to the Republicans. The beat goes on. Mitt Romney struggling in the Bible Belt, but what does it all mean? Because he still mathematically has the numbers, and that's the key thing to remember. All right, let's jump to the first thing, though, that I mentioned in Afghanistan. All eyes are there to see what the U.S. is going to do. I said before, I think that we need to get out of Afghanistan. Forget this playing it out till 2014. It's too dangerous now at this point. When I say dangerous, of course, who was it that said Harry Truman? War is hell. Yes, we know that. But not when it's not even a fair fight whatsoever. Troops right now, with the fact that they are hamstrung because of the rules of engagement, the anti-American sentiment just keeps on clicking up. So the soldier accused of killing the people during that weekend rampage, as I mentioned, is now gone, has been transferred out of Afghanistan, waiting for charges. And the Army Staff Sergeant, who we still don't know, he hasn't been officially identified, was moved on the recommendation of the commander of the U.S. and Allied Forces in Afghanistan, General Allen, because they're worried about how they can detain him for a longer period. You would think, okay, maybe things will calm down. Well, this happens as the U.S. Defense Secretary, Panetta, visits the troops at a base in Afghanistan to calm the fears, and called Sunday's killings, as well as the accidental burning of the Quran by the troops last month, deeply troubling. I can think of a lot of other things to label it, but he says deeply troubling. And then this happens with a freak accident while Panetta flies into Afghanistan. So he is actually the first high-ranking American to visit the country since those deaths. Panetta's 2 days trip was scheduled actually long before this killing spree, and it doesn't include a trip to the area of Kandahar, that province where the killings took place outside of the base, maybe 500 yards or so. But there was a huge explosion that killed 8 people in the Helmand province where Panetta was visiting. He wasn't affected by it. A massive roadside blast described as ripping through a minivan, leaving people unrecognizable. So, of course, they're blaming terrorists for the bombing. Here's what Colonel Stephen Gagnard said about the security breach and the damage and still what's happening.
How this Afghan got through that security process, how he was able to get a pickup truck and get out onto a runway and threaten the secretary's aircraft is something that needs to come out in the investigation to come. Running a pickup truck at very high speeds into an aircraft of any size, especially if this aircraft were hit in the exact wrong spot, could cause catastrophic damage. Just because there were no explosives in the car doesn't mean that it couldn't do very serious damage. Anything hitting an airplane at a very high rate of speed, especially with the mass of a small pickup truck, could do very, very serious damage.
Yeah, wow. To me, as I said, the beat goes on. It keeps on happening in Afghanistan, and it needs to end in Afghanistan. It's a gut check time moment, and I think at this point the security raised at a bunch of U.S. bases and commanders in Afghanistan ordering heightened security because of the recent things that have happened. I just wonder why, when the targets are painted on our backs, we just don't get out of there. We keep responding as the White House is responding to the shootings day after day. Oh, it's terrible, and we were shocked, and on and on, come up with any adjective and flap it out there, and it means the same thing. Of course it was horrendous, and of course the people in Afghanistan are outraged, but and there's condolences to the people. It's not enough. So you've got this NATO summit that's happening in Chicago, and what the president is saying is going to determine the next phase of transition, and that includes a supporting role next year in 2013 in advance of the Afghans taking full responsibility for security in 2014. See, would they be ready for full security in 2014? I don't think so, but I think at this point there is no doubt that America needs to get out of there now, and we're seeing some prime reasons why. This has gone on since 2001 after the September 11th attacks. And, the statements that the Taliban is issuing, by the way, describes U.S. troops as sick-minded American savages. And they keep saying they're going to take revenge by killing and beheading Americans actually anywhere in the country. Any American they can find to behead is what they're saying now at this point. So are we going to see some atrocities? Are we going to see more atrocities? And while that's going on, we have other wicked, wicked tornadoes, in a sense, that are bubbling up in other parts of the Middle East, Syria. More, you talk about human rights violations. Could there be more atrocities in Assad land? Here's a guy that really should have been taken out to the woodshed and beyond, but he hasn't been taken out, and they can't seem to get to Assad, so more people continue to die there, and yet nothing is happening. Nothing is happening there. Dungeon moment would be for Governor Blago, but he's saying goodbye before he goes to prison. Yeah, 14 years. Remember, that was slapped on him. So he starts to serve that term. Can you imagine what it'll be like in prison for the former governor of Illinois? Wonder what his nickname will be. Hang with us. Remembering the Vietnam War next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN radio special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN radio special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Very pleased to welcome our next guest to the show. You got to think back to March 14th, 1973. Remember that date? After 1,955 days of captivity in the Hanoi Hilton, the infamous Hanoi Hilton, Colonel Lee Ellis and other prisoners, his fellow prisoners, were loaded onto three waiting C-141s and airlifted, bound for Clark Air Force Base in the Philippines. I can still remember seeing those pictures. I can remember in history class actually talking about this. And, of course, they roared to life. We see the pictures seemed almost grainy when I remember seeing the stills. And I remember talking to my mother about this and her relaying to me what had happened. We are so pleased to welcome to the show Colonel Lee Ellis, who's got a new book out and talking about, of course, what happened, you know, being a POW, lessons learned, the strength that he gained from that experience. The new book is called Leading with Honor. Colonel Lee, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks, Kate. It's good to be with you. How are you tonight?
I'm great. You sound great, too. You know, thinking about going back in your mind and thinking, you know, 5 years as a POW, all those years ago, take us back to the moment when you first were captured, when all that happened. What was running through your mind? I can't imagine that.
Well, I just turned 24 years old. I was a well-trained fighter pilot, and I thought I was well-equipped for that job. I was actually well-trained for being shot down and going through the ejection process, landing on the ground in North Vietnam. And I was pretty cool about it all until I was actually surrounded by the local militia and eventually captured there. And once I was actually captured and they stripped me down to my underwear, I wasn't quite as cool as I was when I was, you know, your typical jet fighter pilot. And I guess I switched from offense to defense at that point, and just the whole goal was to not to be a liability to the U.S. government. Our thinking was that we had to serve our country with honor, that we would do the very best we could, follow the code of conduct, and eventually someday we would go home.
And so that's what you did. You trained your mind, is that right?
That's exactly right. To live one day at a time, just get through today and hang on and do the right thing and do your duty and look for tomorrow.
Yeah. And, you know, Colonel Ellis, when all of this is happening, were you worried about the other guys that were there with you? As I said, I remember those pictures and everybody that got out. But even as a little girl, I can remember thinking to myself, what about others who didn't make it out? And that had to wind through your mind, I would think.
Most of the guys, all the guys that I was with, except a very few, about 10, actually lived through it and came home. So there were several that got really bad ill. There were two or three that were tortured to death that we knew about. So generally, those of us that were there together came home, and we did really work hard to take care of each other. I guess for me, it was those that we lost before I was shot down and those after that I learned later about that were shot down after me that never came back. And, of course, you know, we were always thinking about the veterans on the, in the South Vietnam War or in the Vietnam War, and then especially those still in South Vietnam still having to fight and knowing that they were going through some very difficult times, too. And, you know, when I came home, we got a very good reception. The POWs did because the war was over and everybody was happy about that. Unfortunately, many of the veterans, in fact, most all veterans, did not get a good welcome home. And so I really always like to point out that those so many who served so honorably weren't recognized, and we still are just now really getting around to giving them the thorough thank you and the recognition that they deserve.
Yeah. What would you and you mentioned some of the things already, but what else would you want people to know about the brave men that you serve with that perhaps they don't know?
I think one of the most important things about the POWs in Vietnam was that we had some really great leaders who were courageous enough to do the right thing and keep on doing the right thing, even when it cost them very dearly for their leadership, for trying to do the right thing and live up to the code of conduct and be faithful. And when I compare that with so many of our leaders today, and we have many great leaders in our culture today, but we hear about so many that that do things that are not honorable, that they're taking care of themselves. And so many leaders are leading out of fear. And one of the points of the book is you've got to learn to lean into the pain of your fear to do the right thing, because there are a lot of scary points in life. We all do as a business owner. I have fears about things sometimes, and I just have to recommit to doing the right thing and do that every day.
Yeah. And making me, talking about fears, I would imagine you probably had to have some fears in making the adjustment to come back to everyday life, because 5 years is such a long time. I mean, even the simplest of things I would think could be difficult, things that we probably all take for granted, I bet, and maybe I'm wrong, but were they major adjustments?
Well, there were some pretty good adjustments, but in that case, it wasn't fear about them. It was more, in my case, I was single. I wasn't married, so I didn't have to worry about what was happening to my wife or my children. So for me, it was much more of a fun thing to make adjustments coming back. You know, just I never hadn't had any ice in my drink in 5 years. I hadn't had a hot shower in 5 years. I hadn't worn any shoes in five and a half years, really, in all those cases. And you know, just learning to eat a normal diet and so on. But it was a fun adjustment. It wasn't a difficult adjustment. The most difficult adjustment was really coming back to so much stuff. Because as a POW, I could carry everything I owned under my one arm, rolled up in a blanket. And so now I had keys to keep up with. I had sunglasses to keep up with. I had a lot of stuff to keep up with. And that was a little bit of a hard thing. And then making decisions. You know, I hadn't been able to make any real didn't have to make many decisions for all those years, and now I've got to make a lot of decisions every day. And that was a little bit intimidating at first.
Yes, you learn. There's no question that throughout this whole thing, and I can read this theme here, it's about resilience too, isn't it?
It really is about resilience. And, you know, we're going through some tough times in our country now, and I think it's good when you have models ahead of you. For me, I had heard stories of POWs in the Korean War before I went in, and those stories really inspired me and kind of kept me going. So I think now, you know, one of the things I try to do in the book is to tell some of those stories so that people can have these role models to look to when times are tough, for people who've been in much tougher situations, who kept on going, who kept on serving, who kept on doing the right thing day after day after day until eventually things got better and we were able to come home. So I think this idea of resilience and being able to bounce back, you have to bounce back when you get knocked down. And, one, of course, one important aspect of that is having your team around you. We had each other, even though they tried to isolate us. We always used covert communications and everything we could to stay connected. So having a support team around you is very important when you're fighting a tough battle.
Yeah, no kidding. Colonel, when you look at what's happening in Afghanistan, people try to make comparisons. Do you think that it's fair to make comparisons of what happened in Vietnam to Afghanistan?
Well, it's starting to look a little bit more comparing than contrasting. It's getting easier, I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
The longer we're there, it seems like the more difficult it's getting rather than the easier. So that is a concern. And, of course, in Vietnam we won all the battles but eventually really didn't win the war. And I think that can happen to you in today's world if you're not careful. And it seems to be slipping a little bit in that direction, and I am concerned about it.
Yeah, would you like to see us get out sooner than 2014?
You know, Kate, I just don't know that I know enough right now to make a good military decision on that, or even a political decision.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there is certainly a tendency in our society right now that is shifting to think that sooner is going to be better than later.
Yeah. Colonel Lee Ellis, what a pleasure to have you on the show. What an honor. And I want to tell everyone, pick up the book, Leading with Honor. You can get a copy on Amazon or freedomstarmedia.com. Colonel Ellis, continued success, and thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much. The book will be released on Amazon and all the trade stores and those type things in May. You can pre-order it now, or you can go to Freedom Star Media or just leadingwithhonor.com will get it.
Excellent. Hey, you have a great night, and thanks.
Thank you so much, Kate. You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Colonel Ellis, can you imagine that 5 years being a POW, and you heard what he said, how, and we know we've heard a lot of these stories, but communicating in secret, anything that he could do. So 39 years ago this week, and we have him on, I just have him on the show to talk about the lessons that he learned, and imagine all the things that we face. Can you imagine what he faced as a POW? And remember, you can always get in touch with the show through americatonight.net. Hit us up on Facebook or Twitter as well.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, herbalhealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Tonight we'll be broadcasting across the street from the Supreme Court where they're hearing oral arguments on the individual health mandate. Story breaks today that the new Congressional Budget Office estimate of Obama's health care law out to 2022 shows the bill is way more than believed. Are you shocked? Twice, in fact, as much as the original $900 billion price tag. Yeah, not good for the people who are looking at this and they're seeing their premiums go up and just shaking their head at what has fallen through the cracks in the affordable health care law, because that's officially what it's called. So we're looking at all angles of this once again, especially with the Supreme Court in a unique position. They've never had 3 days of oral arguments on just one thing, and that's what they're doing. We'll be broadcasting from there. And the money, $900 billion. And see, here's the thing. What was released and what it's showing is that it's going to cost $1.76 trillion between now and 2022. But that is only the cost of the coverage, not implementation costs and other changes, because there's massive changes with this. There's not a magic wand, which I happen to have one. There's not a magic wand you wave over this thing, and it fixes it. And that was the problem. I think there was so much that in the 800-plus pages that people didn't realize was there. So the bill spends way more than the president promised. It covers fewer people, probably 2 million fewer, and the taxes are much higher. So this is raw meat for any Republican to jump on. Of course. The full accounting of the bill, $2.6 trillion. I mean, that dwarfs the fight over the 10-year debt reduction plan that was debated massively last time around. So before the bill was passed into law, remember, Republicans and others warned the price tag was bound to go up since the expenditures and the receipts cover different time periods. Of course, it's not going to be the same. And spending doesn't begin until 2014. So there's another problem. You have to think, you got to count 10 years of it instead of 8 years. It's a much bigger number. So the Affordable Care Act is going to cost a lot of money. Now, the Democrats are coming back and saying the competition will lower costs, saying that, whoa, 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 this is the whole idea. Pump out the competition, and then it's gonna be lower. But see, here's the thing. There isn't any public options. Right? Is there any public options? So will the law, is this, even as expensive as it is this law going to make the deficit higher, or is it going to reduce it? You know, ultimately what happens? Well, you know what it's going to do? It increases the income from a range of tax increases, basically, because now you have penalties on individuals, unless the Supreme Court shoots that down, employers and insurance companies. So that's where they're going to get money on the other side of it. But who's going to pay for that? See, this is the problem. Who's going to pay for that in the end? It's the little guy. It's that middle class that keeps on disappearing that's going to end up paying for it, right? Of course. So I can't wait to dig into this at the end of March. It's actually like the 26th, 27th, and the 28th, I believe, where they're gonna not wrap it up, but they're gonna hold those arguments, and it'll be interesting to see, because I think there's gonna be a lot of protests and a lot of things happening out of D.C. because this is absolutely unprecedented. Well, we just have that conversation with Colonel Ellis, and you know, I asked him about Afghanistan, and he was smart, definitely avoiding the question about Afghanistan, whether or not to be removed. And he's right, because he wants to be able, as a military person, to be able to look at it from different eyes and garner all the facts that he can. You know, my mantra for the past really year, probably maybe year and a half, is get out of Afghanistan, get out of there now, because we have no real end game. We've now had this crazy shooting deal where 16 people are killed. So we fly the guy out of there. He's out of harm's way. But guess who's left and is in harm's way? All the troops that are there. So, you know, there's even an attack at an Afghanistan base moments before our defense secretary, Leon Panetta, arrives. Right? And, of course, the Marines were told to disarm before Panetta's speech. So I say that we're totally putting many more lives at risk by continuing to dig our heels in and stay in Afghanistan. So here's a story on the Marines. About 200 were told to take their weapons outside and leave them before Panetta spoke to them at Camp Leatherneck, is the camp in Afghanistan. And the Afghan troops had already been told, don't you bring your guns in. So it's a very unusual. And in fact, I can't, and I don't know, I can't remember hearing of anything like this happen before. Maybe it's because of the things that have happened, or, you know, I don't know. I don't know why they did that, and there was really no reason given other than, I guess, respect for troops from other countries, like the Afghans, because they're not allowed to bring guns into an event. So I would have to assume maybe that's why they did it. But, you know, it shows you, are you ever really safe in that country if we have a cabinet member to the level that Panetta is coming in? I mean, and look, an attack. And of course, there's no 100%. There's no 100%. So I'm always going to put this question to you at least once or twice a week. Is it time to hightail it, cut, and get out of there? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. And the question of health care we'll be talking about for a very long time. I think since I jumped on the air, we've been talking about health care and the high cost of it. And, you know, have you ever worked for a company or run a company where you can't afford to, you want to insure the people, but you can't really afford to insure them. So what you do is you have to have rotating insurance, because if you have somebody on the insurance who constantly gets sick, well, then, you know, that's going to affect everyone's premiums. So every year you are out there shopping to get the best deal possible to make it affordable for the people who work for you. Now with these new laws colliding into an already messed up situation with healthcare, I think it's going to be a lot more difficult to manipulate that. I'm not so sure about competition is healthy and it's going to make it cheaper. I think there's going to be a tough time. You're going to have a tough time maneuvering around the insurance companies. I mean, how frustrating is that? How many of you know what I'm talking about when you're trying to the whole insurance shopping game? You just have to pack your patience. Boy, you get on the phone and you have to do that. Or you're part of a company, and remember the whole HMO, PPO, all that stuff, and you had to go down and try to figure out what it was you needed, and then what's the deductible, and what does it cover, and who are the doctors in the network? So your family doctor that you went to since you were a baby is no longer an option because they're not in the network, but you like this other doctor. I mean, we know the game. It's like, it's a wild shuffle is what it is. And, I mean, the only reason I want to be in the medical profession is because as a professional courtesy, I probably could get really good medical care in return from somebody that I was friendly with, and vice versa. Because, you know, this is the thing. Are we getting good care? Are we really getting good rates? And how much better is this situation going to get under currently what we have, or is it going to get more confusing? And the answer is, and that's the problem, there's massive confusion with this. Now, some of you coming up in our mailbag, actually two people, wrote me about this courthouse shooting in Texas. One person dead, three others were wounded. Somebody came in, fired in a courthouse. It happened in Beaumont, Texas. If you don't know where that is, it's a big oil town. It's about 80 miles outside of Houston. And, you know, he's taken into custody. He was shot by police. So at least he didn't bail out, and at least they didn't kill him. So now we can find out what's the scoop on this. And what happened was he went in and he started a fire. So one of the people that died was an older woman. They were all shot in the parking lot of the courthouse. What possibly set this guy off? What possibly made this happen? So here we go again with an evacuation of a building slightly after lunch, you know, 1:15 or whatever it was in the afternoon. They had to lock down the courthouse. And everybody was shot in the parking lot. So why? What was the reason for this shooting? I'll tell you what, as much as somebody will say, well, this gives an argument for the reason why we shouldn't have guns in this country, I think it gives an argument for why concealing carry might be a good idea in some cases. But now we're talking about Texas, so of course that's already a law there. Mailbag, that's next.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
As we headed for the exits here in this first hour of ATN, we would definitely dive into the mailbag. And we're going to do that because, really, I always say this, but it's so true. I'm overwhelmed with the amount of mail that we get. So overwhelmed that I have to, I call it draining. Draining the emails. I have to go through the emails every day because I'm, you know, that storage usage thing. I'm discovering I'm at, 85%. You're pushing it up to 85%. But that's great because this is a way you can vent. This is a way you can throw your feelings out there. If you don't feel like calling 800-259-5791 and joining the conversation, or maybe you're hearing it at a different time and something clicks in with you and you decide, I wanted to talk about that. I heard what they were saying about Afghanistan, or what's going on with Chu and green energy and the energy secretary flip-flopping or whatever it is that gets that burr under your saddle. So, with that being said, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail is here!
Ooh, indeed. I never get tired of Homer Simpson. I never do. I guess you don't get tired of him either, because how long has that animated feature been around? A gazillion years, since the late 80s? Matt Groening. Boy, did he hit the big time with that one. And it's the same. Some of it's the same stuff, just put out differently. But, of course, who thinks they're reinventing the wheel when they go into that? All right, let's, when they go into animation, you know, you have all this fresh, great material. And his stuff always seems to be pretty fresh. But he's able to go back, dip in, and rework some of it, if you get my drift. All right, this first one comes to us from Curtis, who says, Kate Delaney, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I thought you were full of it when you were talking about Afghanistan in the past, but now I've seen the wicked ways of the Taliban and just how deep their tentacles, as you would call them, run through that country. Especially something I caught that was mentioned a few times is the literacy rate there and how different it is actually from Iraq. I think we need to get out of Afghanistan, hold our heads high, say that we did everything we could do to help the people, but let's not waste any more of our guys on a country that's just not going to scoop up that freedom. You know, there's probably some people that would scoop up that freedom, but the problem is exactly what you just said. The problem is what I keep talking about is that the country is so different from Iraq. People want to compare Iraq. Why can't we do the same thing? Well, the answer is that they're two very different countries. Climate might be the same. Might be a few little tweaks, religious things, you know, religious folks, Sunnis or Shiites or Kurds or a mixture or, of course, Muslims. It's different across the bigger city areas, if you were like Kabul, compared to a rural area. But the Taliban's hold is very, very, very big. And we've definitely knocked off some of the bad guys. But ultimately, no matter what, if we leave 5 years from now, if we leave 3 years from now, if we left tomorrow, really do you think that they're drinking from the fountain of democracy? And the answer is no. I don't think so. Here's one from Ty who says, you know, I've been watching what's happening in the Middle East in general, and I have to say, I almost agree with Ron Paul that we need to just ignore all of it. We have so much happening on our own shores. How is it that we cannot help the people who need it in this country? Because we just don't seem to have the money. We would have the money if we weren't spending so bloody much of it in other places. True. I think there, if you wanted to keep some of the money overseas, and I think you should, and we should, and we need to, but there's also areas where we're thick with too many troops and money that we're giving countries. I mean, how much money did we give Egypt in the past? Come on, give me a break here. This one from Jake in Austin, who says, whoa, Kate, big story today at the courthouse. Nut opens fire in the parking lot, kills an old lady, and hits a bunch of other people, too. Had to put it on lockdown. Don't know if you heard it, but this is scary what's happening in this country. Do you think it's frustrations? Have we not reported these things in the past? What could it possibly be? You know, it's those sacred sanctuaries that are now not that any longer. School shootings, offices blown apart, and, you know, this latest row in a courthouse parking lot. Now, having said that, if somebody tuned into me, they'd be like, ah, what? You know, come on, give me a break. How many courthouses are there in the United States? How many offices are there? How many schools are there? Of course, but let's not make an excuse for it. Any school shooting is too many school shootings. Any office shooting is ridiculous and too many office shootings. And any opening fire anywhere at innocent people is just sick, sad, and twisted, and never has a good ending. You try to look for the silver lining, you look for the silver lining. What is the silver lining in all of it? In this case, here's what I think the silver lining is that they have the gunman in custody. So they can find out, what did you do that for? What are you doing? They shot him, so he wasn't killed. He fired several rounds, just open fire. Why did he do that? Why does he gun down an old lady? What possibly is the purpose of that? Just random sorry that you happen to be there, wrong time? Terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Here at the tail end, we've got a follow-up from, this comes to us from Avi, who says, Kate Delaney, I've heard you talk about this, and I have to say that I disagree. I don't think to vote in this country you should have to have an ID. Why do people have to show a driver's license? Because they're trying to leave other people out. It's interesting. The United Nations Human Rights Council is investigating American election laws. They've got a minority rights gathering in Geneva, Switzerland, and they're looking into the argument that requires voters, you know, that if you've got to have IDs and this whole voter ID laws, that it's disenfranchising voters and it's going to suppress minority people. 8 states have passed voter ID laws in the past year. Voter ID proposals are pending in 32 states. And the Obama administration has already moved to block South Carolina and Texas from having voter IDs. I mean, does it really stunt the growth of the democracy by having a photo ID requirement? Is it trickery? Is it sleight of hand? Does it undercut the integrity of the government? Now, of course, the United Nations has no legal jurisdiction over our electoral system. But they're specifically being asked about this, about the picture IDs, that whole thing. Yeah, here's the thing. You've got people that are going to say they're worried that they're going to be stopped from voting because of different reasons, whatever it is. Because their driver's license is expired. I don't know. But give me a break. It comes back to the same thing. How many people who are undocumented workers, because illegal immigrant is such a mean word to say, remember? How many of those people are voting? How many of those people do not have a driver's license or some other photo ID? I don't know. Is it discrimination? Are we really shredding people's lives? I mean, come on. I can't tell you how many times I have been asked to show my ID, including, shockingly to me, recently at a bar.